Neither is sexy. You know what this is? This is Naughty Get to Know Night, that somewhat monthly show where you ask me naughty questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many naughty questions, so let's just jump right into it, shall we? The first naughty question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, realistically, how long could you eat a woman's pussy out? No breaks. I feel like I could go for a long time. Like, I don't know. I've never really timed myself. I would probably say 20 minutes. Seems reasonable. In my mind, I feel like you'll get tired and, like, overstimulated before my mouth gets tired. Like, I will... I should make you come enough that, like, you'll be exhausted before my mouth gets exhausted. But that's just my opinion. But I think that's the truth. I think at least 20 minutes is my, like, time answer. But I think the more true answer is I think you'll get more exhausted before my mouth ever gets exhausted. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, are your not safe for work audios actually true to the amount of time it takes you in real life? Yes and no. I feel like with like a person here, it's usually longer, mostly because there's something about having like a physical person to play off of, like the energy, like, I don't know, sessions can be way longer. Like sex can just be a longer amount of time, I think, in the physical. But I feel like audios are fair representations of the amount of time. Like, I think on average, sex could be as short as 15 minutes, but as long as, like, 45, I think is reasonable. But it depends. It depends on, like, a lot of factors. Like, what are we doing? Like, is it, like, do we have time? Or is it something where, like, we're just kind of, like, you know, just so many questions to determine how long it is. But I think on average, like, I would say between 30 to 45 minutes is about a fair amount of time for, like, a session to last, in my opinion. So, yeah, I feel like it's pretty fair. I think it might be a little bit shorter than in real life. But, yeah, I think it's pretty accurate. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hi, Knight. If you were in a room with 10 pussies and you were blindfolded, would you be able to tell which one was her based on taste, feel, etc.? I'm curious to know. Thank you for the answer. Okay, so short answer is, yeah, I think I could. I mean, my first question is, how long have we been dating? Because that will also inform, like, how often have I gone down on you to know and all that kind of stuff, too. I think it's important. But I feel like, yeah, if I know you well enough blindfolded, I should be able to tell. I think I could tell without my mouth. I think I could just tell with my fingers. I think, yeah, I probably could just tell with my fingers alone, like, the difference. So, yeah, I think it would be very easy. I don't think it would be hard at all. I think it would be super simple, actually, just to find which one was hers. So, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, do you think it's hot to see when your cum comes out or feel when your cum comes out of her after sex? Yeah, I think that's incredibly hot. It's definitely up there in terms of my favorite. It's not really so much a sensory thing, like the feeling of, like, I feel like for you, it's much more of a sensory thing, feeling cum come out of you, versus for me, it's more of a visual thing, like watching the cum come out. But it, yeah, I mean, I think definitely fucking you with cum in you is definitely a different sensation. Which that's also a very nice sensation, but I would have to say, I think for me at least, it's more of a visual, like watching the cum come out of you is really hot. And then for you, I think it's more of a feeling, like the actual feeling of the cum coming out. So, but yeah, all of it I think is incredibly sexy. It's incredibly fucking hot. So yeah, short answer, yes. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Lillianne asks, are you ever going to make one where we shave you? I feel like we have one. I know my memory isn't great, but I'm pretty certain there's already a not safe for work where you shave me. If you know the name of that audio, please put it in the comments down below. I'm pretty sure I've already done one. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure. Thank you so much for the question, Leanne. I really, really, really appreciate it. I'm so bad when it comes to remembering what audios I have and haven't done or the names of them. I'm so sorry for that. I try my hardest to remember, but I've done quite a bit of audios. So it's kind of hard keeping track of the names and when and if I've done a thing. But I'm almost certain I've done a not safe work where she shaved me. Almost certain. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm misremembering. Maybe I did and I didn't put it out, but I think I did. I'm almost certain that I did. Like 99% sure that I did. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for the question. I really do appreciate it. W asks, hi K, I hope you're doing well. Quick question. Do you think your personality is closer to your gentle, safe works or closer to the not safe work audios? I think both. I know that seems unfair because you're asking either or, but I don't think it's like an either or. I think both exist at the same time. I don't think they're diametrically opposed to the other. I don't know. My ability to be sweet and kind and loving doesn't preclude me from being like all kinds of ways sexually. Like, I don't think they're diametrically opposed at all. I feel like they live both inside of me at the same time. So yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm both things. If there's one I'm closer to, I don't know. That's so hard. I feel like it's, yeah, I couldn't pick one or the other. Like, I don't think I'm closer to the safe work or the not safe work. I feel like I exist in both of them at the same time. Which I know is not, I know you're looking for one or the other. But I can't really say one or the other. Like, my answer is both. Yeah, I think I live in both. God, I wish I could pick one or the other. I think both exist at the same time. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, W. I really, 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 really appreciate it. Let's see. TaylorMade Babe asks, hey, Kay, in one of your not safe work audios, you mentioned coming into a measuring cup. Could we please get that type of audio soon? Thank you. Hope you're having a great day. Will I be making a coming in a measuring cup audio anytime soon? I mean, I feel like, yeah, I guess since I teased it, I like have to. I'm contractually obligated to make one, I guess, at this point. Yeah, I could make one. I think I have a premise too. It would have to be a baking audio. That's like the only way for it to make sense. Maybe like an icing joke. I don't know. I'll workshop the idea. But yeah, you could have an audio of me coming into a measuring cup if you want. I gotta figure out like the story around it. Cause I like in a vacuum, I don't know if that's really an audio, you know? but yeah, I definitely could come up with a story for it. If you have suggestions for a story that could incorporate me coming into a measuring cup, please let me know. Send it to the idea submission line. That'd be great. I would love to read your coming in a measuring cup suggestions so I can eventually do a coming in a measuring cup audio. But yeah, the answer is I would be more than happy to do it given the rights and like situation scenario that it makes sense to be in. But yeah, I'd love to. Thank you so much for the question, TaylorMade Babe. I really, really, really appreciate it. Ooh, that's a good question, but I'm going to save that for the end, because that is actually a great question. We'll come back to that. Let's see. Anonymous asks, would you ever, or have you ever, engaged in a relationship with someone who is completely vanilla, like sharing zero interest in DDLG or any like kind of kinks, but you got along great outside of that? Yeah, for sure. I don't need to, like... Dynamic play is great and it's fun, but it doesn't need, like, it's not an end-all be-all. Like, for me, like, just having sex in and of itself is very satisfying. And like, if it was just that forever, I wouldn't need anything else, you know? But it's fun to play around and like have other aspects in the bedroom, but like, that's definitely not, like, that's not going to be the driving factor for which I'm going to choose a partner. Like, I'm not going to pick a partner being like, oh, well, you're only vanilla, I guess we're just not going to work. Like, that would be crazy. Because there's so many other parts of a relationship that matter way more than that. But yeah, the short answer is yes, I have. And would I again? Yeah, for sure. 100% for sure. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Faith has two questions for me. Let's see. What are the two questions? Question one. Does it turn you on that we are all definitely masturbating to you? And question two. Would you be down for a not safe work where you wake us up with sex? I feel like, again, don't quote me. I could be wrong. But I feel like I have done audio where I wake you up with sex. If I haven't, then I guess that's what's going to come out next Wednesday. Because that's crazy that I haven't done that yet. I feel like I have. Someone please tell me if I have. I'm going crazy. I never know what I've done and haven't done at this point. But I think I have. I'm almost certain. I feel like I'm going to say 99% sure that I have an audio where I wake you up with sex. Would I like to do another one? Sure. Wouldn't be against doing another one. And question one, does it turn me on? Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an intrinsic appeal knowing that that's occurring at this time. Like, I mean, I don't think is it actively happening right now? I don't know. Are you actively doing that right now at this very moment? Possibly. I know you're definitely going to be by the end of it, but at this moment, I don't know if you're actively masturbating, but you could be, in which case then, hi, I hope you're enjoying yourself. But yeah, I have no problem with it. Like I'm very aware that people, like, I feel like that is the intention of every not safe work I record. If I'm not getting you off, then I feel like I am not doing a good job. Like that is, you know, yeah, if you're not coming, then I'm not doing a good enough job. Like that's my mission. Like at the end of a not safe work, I hope beyond hope you've come at least once. And if you haven't yet, then I gotta try harder, I guess. I gotta step it up. So yeah, I'm very aware of it. And it's definitely not a bad thing. So thank you so much for the question, Faith. I really, really, really appreciate it. Nicole asks, if you had to have dirty talk only using a video game's dialogue, what game are you picking and what lines? Maybe Mortal Kombat, because then you get like finish her and get over here, which is like all you really need to say. Get over here and let me finish her. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think what other good games have good dialogue. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like Mortal Kombat might have some of the best for it. I'm trying to think. Give me like a week and let me come back to this question. It'll show up in an audio. I might have an answer. But yeah, let me think about it. Let me like ruminate on that question for a while. Thank you so much for the question, Nicole. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Flora asks, hey Kay, I hope you're having a great day, handsome. I am having a great day so far. Thank you so much for asking. I have two questions. First, what is the longest time you've been able to edge? In some audios, you tap your dick on her tongue. I love that. Is it something you like to do, or is it in the moment? Thank you. Bye. Longest been able to edge. Ugh. Does a month count? Because doing not safe works in not November, I feel like that's basically a month of edging, which is fucking miserable. But yeah, I would say a month because I don't know if I'm gonna do it this year. Fuck if I don't know. We'll see. And then the tapping my dick against her tongue. I don't know. I just, yeah, it's like an in the moment, but I also like doing it. It's just like, it's fun to hit your dick against things, like slap her ass with your dick or pussy slaps with my dick. It's so much fun. I love doing that either before I put it in initially as like a tease, like either pressing my dick against her pussy and then like rubbing it back and forth, or slapping her pussy with my dick right before I put it in is also, it's like, that's great. Sometimes after she comes, pulling out and then slapping her pussy with my dick is also like deeply satisfying. It depends on how you deal with overstimulation, because I know some people aren't a huge fan of being overstimulated, but if you enjoy overstimulating, and I love overstimulating, like that's one of my favorite things to do. And I don't know why. I think it's the like loss of control aspect and like the just kind of getting caught up in it. But yeah, anyway, I digress. Yes, I enjoy slapping my dick against things. It could be your tongue, it could be your ass, it could be your pussy, it could be literally anything. But yeah, It's I think it's in the moment, but it's definitely something I enjoy. So a little column A, a little column B. Thank you so much for the question, Flora. I really, really, really appreciate it. I hope you're having a great day too. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hi, I hope you're doing well. I am. What do you do with your hands when you're eating someone out other than fingering? What are your go-to moves? Do you massage, hold hands? What's up? Yeah, you can do anything. Like, my initial thing is, like, I'm, like, picturing it right now. My hands are, like, wrapped around your thighs as I'm eating you out. That's, like, my typical, like, holding your thighs. Usually, if it's going really well, sometimes I'm reaching up and playing with your, like, I'm playing with your nipples, or I can also hold your hand. Holding both hands is great while I'm eating you out, especially if you're inclined to grab hair and pull my hair and, like, my head away from you. I will take both of your hands, so you can't do that. I like holding thighs. Holding thighs is great because then, like, in between eating you out, I can, like, turn and, like, bite your thigh. I can kiss up and down your thigh. Like, it's really important to get a lot of thigh control. What else am I doing with my hands? I mean, yeah, you can finger. I'm not big on fingering while I'm eating you out. Like, I will occasionally, but that's not really my go-to. I think, like, for me, it's really focusing on your clit. Sucking, licking, like, that's where my attention is when I'm eating you out mostly. Well, it depends also what my attention is. Like, if I'm planning on, like, fucking you with my dick, like, after eating you out, I'm definitely, like, I'm focusing on the lips. I'm focusing, like, on just getting you as wet as possible. Like, that's my goal. Like, I'm trying to get you super fucking wet so that when we fuck, it's, like, as easy as possible. But if I'm just there to make you come between your legs, then my focus is, like, purely on your clit. And then my hands are basically either adding to the pleasure, like, stimulating you, either while my tongue is between your lips, I am playing with your clit with my, like, thumb, or I'm holding your hands to keep you from, like, pulling my head away, because that's everyone's first reaction when they're getting close to coming, or, like, they just came, they're just gonna be like, oh, let me grab all this hair and, like, yank my head away, which is the last thing I want. So I'm gonna definitely take control of your hands if that's the case. But yeah, there's a lot of things you can do with your hands. It's really whatever the mood calls for is my answer. But yeah, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, 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 really appreciate it. And I hope you're doing well, too. Chrisson asks, hey, do you like lower back tattoos? And if yes, what do you think about a funny one, like Unforgettable or That's Hot? I think it's funny. I don't know if you want it permanently, but if you want it, yeah, totally, go for it. What would be a funny one? I think Thank You would also be quite funny. Yeah, I don't know. This is why Sharpie Play is fun. Like, getting to write stuff on you makes it, yeah, so it's, like, semi-permanent, but we can write something hilarious. Because I don't know if you want to permanently tattoo any of those on your lower back. But if you want to, go for it. Yeah, if that's something you really want, then be my guest. But yeah, I think for my money, I would probably say Thank You. Thank You or Spank Me. Spank Me would be pretty good. What else? I can't think of any more. If you have any that you can think of in this moment, please put in the comments down below. I'd love to read and have a laugh. Thank you so much for the question, Chrisson. I really, really, really appreciate it. I hope you have a great day. Let's see. Anonymous asks, on if I have a tickle fetish and if I secretly like being tickled. I don't have a tickle fetish, and I do not enjoy being tickled. I do not. Don't tickle me. Please don't tickle me. Will I tickle you? Yeah, I mean, I'll do a lot of things if asked. Like, if you're really into, like, a certain thing, I'll try my hardest to, like, deliver on whatever that may be. But tickling, as a giver of it, I could totally do it. If you want to be tied down and tickled, and, like, you're really into that, I'd fucking do that in a heartbeat. But as me as the recipient, no way. Like, if you get off by tickling me, I'm so sorry. I can't do it. Don't tickle me. Don't hold me down and tickle me. That sounds terrible. But if you want to be held down and tickled, fuck yeah, I can do that. I can do that in a heartbeat. That's super easy. But I don't know if I can be the recipient of tickles. But yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. I think we got time for a couple more. I could do a couple more. Let's see. Let's see. Anonymous asks, strangest place you've gotten a blowjob. Elevator. An elevator is probably the strangest place I've gotten. A stuck elevator is the strangest place I've gotten a blowjob. Yeah, so. I mean, you're stuck in an elevator, and, like, you're waiting for the fireman to come, and it's going to be a while. And also, there was no camera in the elevator. We double-checked. And also, we assumed, since there was, like, no power in that moment, that if there was a camera, it wouldn't even work, so it all worked out. But, yeah, elevator. A stuck elevator is my answer. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, have you ever been with a partner who's never squirted? Or are you some kind of squirt wizard who can get it out of anyone? Asking as someone who's never done it and doesn't even know how. I don't know if I'm a wizard. I appreciate it, though. I have been with partners who said at the beginning they were unable to squirt, but found out that they were. I feel like most people probably can to some degree. I don't think everyone has, like, an explosive squirt, like a porn star kind of squirt, but I feel like everyone can squirt to a certain degree, given the right circumstances and, like, enough stimulation and, like, edging, and, like, if they're just fucked the right way, I feel like anyone's capable of squirting. So yeah, I think it's possible. I don't know if I'm a wizard, but yeah, I feel like it's like a matter of pace and pressure, and it's, yeah, like, there are, like, certain elements you need to do to get someone to squirt, but, like, I wish I could explain it. It's way more of, like, a feeling. Like, I don't know how to explain exactly what I'm doing. Like, I can in my mind visualize what I'm doing, but I don't know exactly, like, the science behind how it happens or how I get it to happen. But I just know it's a certain style of, like, fucking her that will induce her to squirt most often. And I also feel like squirting is way more likely when I overstim someone. Like, if you're capable of being overstimmed, which most people can be, and you can, like, endure the overstim, you can usually squirt. That's when I found that most people can squirt. It's not, like, the first time they come. It's usually, like, the second or the third. I think it's, for me, I could probably get it on the second. But also, you have to be, like, a willing participant in it, too. Like, you have to... You have to let go. Like, there's gonna be this sensation, like, you're gonna pee, like, really badly, and you're gonna freak out and be like, oh my god, I'm gonna pee. You're not gonna pee. You're genuinely not gonna pee. You're gonna squirt. Just, like, you have to. Yeah, I know it feels like the exact same, but it's a whole different thing. So, like, when you feel that sensation, like, you're gonna pee really badly, like, don't fight it, like, give into it, and you're gonna find yourself most likely to squirt. So my advice would be, try to go back to back. Like, when you come, don't stop, which I know is really hard. It's easier when someone else is doing it, but, like, keep going. Like, keep going until you're about to come again. And then on that second come, or third or fourth, it depends on how many times you're gone. But that's usually when you can find yourself, like, squirting. But you have to, like, give into that sensation too. So there's a few components to it. But yeah, I think a lot of people can squirt. I think more people can squirt than think that they can squirt, if that makes sense. thank you so much, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate the question. All right, last question. We're going to circle back to Nico's question. Hi there. My question is, what is your favorite pace when you're having sex? And is it any different to how you jerk off? Would you be able to demonstrate? Yeah, I can demonstrate. I feel like my pace with sex is so different than jerking off, because I feel like when I'm having sex, there's like a partner who I'm, like, my goal when I'm fucking anybody is to focus on their pleasure almost exclusively. Like, my goal is to, one, make you feel really good, to make sure that you come at least once. If you don't come at least once, I didn't do my job well. So, like, those are my big goals. Feel good, make sure you come once. So my pace when I'm having sex is so different than when I'm jerking off. Because when I'm jerking off, it's really just for me to come. Like, it's not necessarily, like, an act for anyone else. So unless I'm, like, doing something where I'm, like, edging or something for some reason, then maybe it'll be different. But on the whole, when I'm like just on my own, just trying to come, it's so different than sex, because sex is such a, like a, there's so much more intentionality when I'm like fucking someone than jerking off. Like jerking off has like it's not that it has zero intentionality, but it has way less intentionality than fucking someone. Because like I feel like when I fuck someone, there's like a style of fucking that I don't think I can translate in audios really well, like the pace and like the whole like cadence of it. Maybe I will in an upcoming audio. I'll try this like cadence. We'll have to see. But like, I don't know, I'm such a sucker for like basically pushing myself as deep as I can into you. So I get all the way as deep as I can, and then like with my hips, I just like arch up with my dick. So I'm just like pressing up against you and just rubbing my dick back and forth like as deep as I can in you, like in this kind of like slow, rhythmic, methodical way. Like, and which doesn't really translate sonically. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna get a sound that sounds like that, because it really doesn't sound like anything. But it's just basically like me pressing the entirety of my dick up against where your G-spot would be, and like basically the top, like if you can imagine, like I'm just pressing up against you and then just rubbing as deep as I can back and forth. And I start slow, like methodically, and then as you're like getting into it, as I can feel you getting into it, I start picking up speed slowly, and then I go a little bit faster, and then a little bit faster, and I just keep going just like that. And then I'll just start feeling, like as soon as I start feeling you like giving into that feeling and like losing it, I'll pick up the speed even more, and then I feel your hips tighten, and I'll grab your hips and pull you in closer and just like keep you right there pressed against me. I'll just keep going. And what's great is, since I'm pressed against you like completely, like I'm also like grinding against your clit, like you're getting stimulated from all sides. And if you're not getting stimulated from like me grinding, I'll have my hand between us, so I can just be rubbing your clit at the same time. So it's like just the most amount of stimulation, and I feel like that is just like it's like a golden recipe to get you to come. Like all that together should be enough just to put you over the edge, and then you just like come just like that. So that's typically the cadence I use. And then when I'm jerking off, it's like a whole different cadence, I think, for like jerking off. That also, that's only one type of like sex cadence. Like there's so many different types of sex cadences, because you could also do like me pulling myself almost completely out of you and then going back in, like the completely out, well, not completely out, I'm always gonna leave my head in, like I'm never gonna let the head pop out, I'll always keep the head in and just go all the way out, and then all the way in, all the way out, and then all the way in, and then just, again, always starting slow. You always want to start slow, you always want to build momentum slowly, because it's all about just like teasing, like you teasing out every inch, every feeling. Do you feel me getting deeper and deeper and deeper? And I just keep going. And as you feel it, I just start picking up speed. So it's faster and faster and faster. And so I start feeling you getting closer. Oh, and closer. Oh, until you just can't hold back anymore. Until you just come for me. And then when you do, I just push myself as deep as I can and hold myself in place. Just so I can feel you come. I feel the way you clench around my dick. So those are like, I mean, those are two completely different styles of sex cadences. I mean, there's so many different types of sex cadences. Like, I could spend a whole day just going over sex cadences. But then for jerking off, like, what is jerking off? Jerking off is, like, starting slow again, because you want to, like, build up momentum. Like, basically, I just get, like, nice and hard, which is, like, that's the start of it always, is to get hard. But then my focus is always, like, my head. It's just, like, the top of my dick. And I start at the top and just kind of stroke my way up and down. Again, starting slowly. But now my focus isn't really about making you come, it's about making me come. So as soon as I find like this spot that feels really, really good, like there's like a movement or like a position, like there's a spot on my dick that just feels the best. And as I like stroke it, I like find that spot. And once I find that spot and the pace and the cadence, I just stay with that feeling. And I just keep going. Fuck. And going. And going. Until the feeling. So much I just can't take it anymore. And that's when I know I'm getting really close to coming. And as soon as I find it, and like literally it doesn't take long at all for me to come from that point. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Just like that. Oh, if that makes sense. I hope I explained it well. Thank you so much for the question, Nico. I really, really, really appreciate it. And if you have any question for Naughty Get to Know Naughty, there should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. Anyway. I hope you have a really great night. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye now, sexy.